Today is October the 19th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus in the book of Matthew, and we affectionately call it Just Jesus. And before we read his words for today, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Ancient of Days, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things and the desire of our hearts. You are the God of everything and the fountain of life, our guardian and the Lord of the harvest, our instructor and Jesus Christ. You're the keeper of our souls and the Lord of love itself, merciful and mighty and new with us today, the only wise God, the God of possibilities, and the one who quickens us to that which is good for us. You are righteousness and the sun and the shield, the true vine and the upholder of our lives. Lord, you are very, very good and worthy, extraordinary, and you are Yeshua. Thank you, Lord, for being zealous for us. We love you and come before you today as your children. Oh Lord, we know that you have fearfully and wonderfully made us. Give us the eyes to see the children that way too. Give us the eyes to see our colleagues that way too, and to treat them accordingly. Guard our mouths, our lips, our minds, and our hearts so that whatever comes out of them today is a sweet fragrance, an aroma to you, and joy to those we touch. We love you, Lord. We ask you for all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are in the book of Matthew, just doing the red letter words of Jesus, and we're up to Matthew 9, verses 37 to 38. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the word of God, Matthew 9, verses 37 to 38. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. The word of God, Matthew 9, verses 37 to 38. The second thing that we do is to play a song about Jesus, and then we read the lyrics together. I am going to play you a small portion of a song called Yours, Amen, by the Isaacs, and then we'll read the words together.
Bowing to your will before your throne of grace, though enemies surround me, there is no safer place than me through the night. I surrender. I surrender. This is not my battle. This is not my war. I don't have to worry. We're fighting. Thank you.
Bowing to your will before your throne of grace, though enemies surround me, there is no safer place than surrender. I surrender. Beholding all you are in blazing power you fight, your gentle hands defends and protects me through the night. I surrender. I surrender. This is not my battle. This is not my war. I don't have to worry or fight it anymore. You have gone before me, and I will sing your song, trusting in the victory that you've already won. It's yours. Amen. Your presence is a cover in the fury of the night. Your promise is my pillow. You are my peace of mind. I surrender. Lord, I surrender. For this is not my battle. This is not my war. I don't have to worry or fight it anymore. You have gone before me, and I will sing your song, trusting in the victory that you've already won. It's yours. Amen. And thank you, my friends, for joining us in the beautiful words of Jesus the Christ and this beautiful song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together at 1:16 p.m. What a beautiful sound it is to hear that alarm break into the middle of the day. It is awesome. So try it if you haven't and join us today as we just simply pray for forgiveness. So if you haven't set your alarm, do it today and join us at precisely 1:16 p.m., which is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are in a second series now called Love Ladders. Today, he is in part two of Time for Change and Education. The scripture he chose was Hosea 11, verse 8. My heart is turned within me. My repentance is stirred up. All her problems and issues at work did not go away after Rose's life-changing personal encounter with God. Each day, she had to battle hard against herself not to take control. It was a great challenge to begin doing things God's way instead of her own habituated way. For the first time, Rose learned the true meaning of confession and repentance. She lost many daily battles, but many of them she won until winning became a habit and the norm. Each battle she won brought her life and life in greater abundance, both personally and professionally. Each victory for her was also a victory for her school, because her leadership impacted each student, parent, and staff member. The first thing Rose realized about herself was that as an alcoholic was addicted to alcohol in destructive ways, she was addicted to being in control in destructive ways. She realized she had more in common with her father than just genetics. This was a very sobering and humbling fact to learn about herself. Part of Rose's healing was forgiving her father and then apologizing to her daughter, who was in college, for over-controlling her life. Near mid-school year, Rose even apologized to her staff for over-controlling and shared her desire to change and a need for their help. She also shared her desire to build and renew the trust many had lost in her and the goal to build a team. The staff was shocked to see and hear Rose humble herself, be vulnerable, apologize, and ask for help in overcoming a personal issue. It was the turning point in the staff morale and a starting point for the school's future academic success and retention of staff from year to year. Rose knew from her childhood experiences in church that the roadmap for her release from this addiction was to seek God first and to start listening to and drawing closer to Him. She knew she had to first begin building her life on the teaching of Jesus, not what she had learned in graduate school, professional education workshops, or in the many self-help books she had read. She knew that this secular knowledge, though important, could not stand in her life if one didn't have a strong faith foundation to place it on, just as the walls and roof of a house won't stand long if not built on a strong foundation. Rose's routine in her life changed. She had once started every morning with several cups of coffee and thinking about the day to come at school. She would look at her day planner and begin to plot out her course for the day. She would check school email at home because she knew when she got to school she would be distracted and unable to focus as well. Rose stopped that routine. After some searching at home, she found her personal, long-neglected, dusty Bible she hadn't read since college and began to read it every morning, highlighting passages that jumped out at her off the pages. She started a journal where she wrote down these passages and reflections upon them. She would often write letters to God. Rose read Psalm 139, verses 13 to 14, for the very first time. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. She realized for the first time in her life how beautiful and wonderful she was, not because she had achieved some position or recognition from others or because she looked a particular way. She was beautiful and wonderful simply because God said it. No man at this time in her life was telling her how beautiful she was, but she heard Jesus tell her that in the morning. She remembers looking at herself in a full-length bathroom mirror and saying to herself, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made," and truly believed it. She then had another waking vision and saw her body, her poochy stomach and chunky thighs and dark circles under her eyes, transformed by God into what she could look like if she began taking the time to truly care for herself. She knew Jesus was telling her to start loving herself more and that she had neglected her relationship with him for so long. She had neglected taking good care of herself also. He reminded her that her top four objectives were to love him, her neighbors, herself, and her enemies. Rose began to physically work out more and do things she loved to do that built her up as a person and renewed her spirit. She began spending less time at work and began to find a real balance for the first time in her life. Rose read again in the Exodus story of Moses being overwhelmed by his administrative responsibilities. Moses' education assignment was the deliverance, migration, and teaching of over 500,000 slaves of all ages in a desert with no salary, budget, food, water, porta-potties, convenience stores, or technology. He had only one teaching assistant, his brother Aaron. Wow, was that ever an assignment? Rose's problems at school paled in comparison. Rose saw how Moses was given a message to delegate and to share his God-given authority with others, and Rose began to delegate more and more responsibilities at her school, giving staff, parents, and students more ownership, investment, and ultimately more pride in the school. Morale, school spirit, and student achievement began to climb. To be continued. The prayer. Jesus, share with us the truth about ourselves and set us free. Help us first win the battle over sin in our own lives. And that was our devotional, written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is from John F. Kennedy. "Mankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to mankind." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus for today, from Matthew 9, verses 37 and 38. "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Oh, great and mighty God, thank you, Lord, for sending us out into the public schools. Thank you for our mission field, and thank you for our assignment. Help us to do it well. In your name we ask. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.